Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Coming at you as I love to do every Wednesday night over the airwaves of SiriusXM, POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-96-POTUS. That's 866-96-POTUS. 866-967-6887. I want to start off this week's show. Rather than calling the politicians on Capitol Hill flaming idiots or people who are unproductive or whatever it is else that I may want to say, rather than engaging in castigation and going off on that level, let me try to bring it home for you in a different kind of way as to why, if they're not smart, they need to get smart. Because things can go awry quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to let y'all know that I've always thought that January 6th was an insurrection. I'm not a Republican, I'm not MAGA, and I damn sure ain't a progressive leftist either. But I know an insurrection when I see one. And when you're storming our nation's capital, you're bulldozing through barricades, you're ignoring instructions from law enforcement official, and you're causing chaos and bodily harm while invading the offices of elected officials, defecating in their offices, and doing the kind of things that can only be described as lawlessness and engaging in that kind of mayhem. That's an insurrection. The relevancy to that on this particular day, ladies and gentlemen, is that while me, nor you, nor anyone in a democratic society like the United States of America should ever, ever condone such a thing, condoning is one thing. Understanding it is another. Do you not see what the hell is going on right now throughout the airports of America? Do you not see what is transpiring in our country right now? Do you really, really think that if you continue to be on Capitol Hill, getting nothing done, being inept and impotent at the expense of the American people, that it's not going to come back to bite you in the ass in some way, shape, or form? Because I'm here to tell you it's going to. Let me just read some of this stuff. Because I want to make sure you have it and you put it in its proper perspective. Right now, you're talking about a deal for DHS that hasn't come through. They're still fighting over this stuff. TSA is not funded. Call-outs have proliferated, walk-outs have taken place, flip-outs and the like. Meanwhile, we're sending soldiers to the Middle East for a war that most people don't believe should ever be a war and we should be in. I'll get to that in a second. But it's relevant to bring this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen, particularly on this day, because as we have a president who tells us one minute, we're not at war. And then the next minute we find out we're at war. And then he gets on the phone with Iran and he says, you know what? They've agreed to a deal with no nukes, only to hear them come out 24 hours later and say, we don't know what the hell he's talking about, because we damn sure didn't agree to that. Then you take into account what's transpiring at the airport, these long ass lines, people having 4, 5, 6, 8 hour waits. When you see all of this stuff going on, how long do you think it's going to take before chaos reigns? You really, really think the American people are going to sit idly by and say nothing and do nothing? You really, really think the American people are going to sit idly by and just spout off at the mouth in front of a microphone or go on television with the cameras rolling and just engage in pundancy with their commentary, partisan pundancy, I might add? You think it's going to stop there? You really think that's going to happen? Because if you don't, you're not paying attention to the climate, how things have regressed on both sides of the aisle, and how ultimately things are going to come home to roost. Approval rating for the president in terms of his job performance right now have fallen to 36%. Horrible. But it doesn't stop there. As of today, the Department of Homeland Security funding lapse has stretched to day 40. Via TSA's own testimony on Capitol Hill this week, they said employees have already worked 87 days without pay in fiscal year 2026. 87 days, ladies and gentlemen, is nearly 3 months without pay. How many of you can afford to pay your bills if you go without a check for 3 months? Now, I believe this woman, her name is Hanouin McNeil for the TSA. She spoke on Capitol Hill. To my producers, could you play this sound from her, please? Let's hear what she had to say.
This level of disruption is unprecedented and unacceptable and significantly undermines the security of U.S. transportation systems. 99% of the TSA workforce operates outside of the national capital region, working across the country, living within your districts and communities. 95%, or more than 61,000 of TSA's employees must continue working without pay during a shutdown. Congress and the traveling public should be proud of the excellent job the TSA workforce does to protect our national security. Paying these dedicated employees for the work they are performing should never be a point of debate. And yet here we are on the 40th day of our third shutdown this fiscal year. Many in our workforce have missed bill payments, received eviction notices, had their cars repossessed and utilities shut off, lost their childcare, defaulted on loans, damaged their credit line, and drained their retirement savings. Some are sleeping in their cars, selling their blood and plasma, and taking on second jobs to make ends meet, all while being expected to perform at the highest level when in uniform to protect the traveling public. A transportation security officer at Reagan National Airport recently said, "I just want Congress to pay me for the job I am doing."
Acting TSA administrator testifying on Capitol Hill. People are sleeping in their cars, selling their blood. What is it? Do blood plasma, what they're talking about. Getting second jobs. And why, ladies and gentlemen? 87 days without pay in fiscal year 2026. By this Friday, March 27th, folks will have missed pay totaling $1 billion. $1 billion. While the president and his family have pocketed a minimum of $1.5 billion for themselves. I ask again, how long you think that's going to last? I heard Marjorie Taylor Greene, the now former Georgia Republican rep who used to support Trump but ultimately turned against him, going off about him and his lack of focus on America being first because of all of this stuff going on in the Middle East. You know why I don't want to particularly hear from her either? Because according to reports, she came into office a couple of years ago worth a couple of hundred thousand dollars. And when she departed this January, she was worth $25 million. They all getting paid. But not you. Not if you're a TSA worker. You know, it gets worse. According to the Associated Press, more than 3,200 TSA workers missed work just this past Monday. Nearly 11% of those scheduled. And at least 458 had quit since the shutdown began 40 days ago. Some reports have that number at 480. As you heard Ms. McNeil articulate, approximately 61,000 folks are working without pay. You really think a second insurrection ain't possible? You really think that folks descending on Capitol Hill ain't possible? I got news for you. They show up. It ain't going to be because of some No Kings protest. And I'm not trying to minimize that. But arguing about the president and the power that he wields is entirely different than storming the nation's capital because you're not getting paid for the work that you do while government officials are getting paid. They're actually compelling people to keep working without giving them a check. How long do you think the American people are going to take that? Because we're only as strong as our weakest link. And if you ain't making anything, the people around you who are making something are going to have a problem because ultimately the people who ain't making a damn thing are going to be looking for you to assist them. Or desperate times call for desperate measures, and who knows what level of lawlessness folks will engage in because you're starving. I don't break laws. The only law I've ever broken in my life is speeding. And I'm here to tell you right now, if my ass was broke and I couldn't pay some bills and I didn't have food on my table, I might rob your ass. Desperate times, desperate measures. This is not a joke. And the president is sitting up here literally holding folks hostage because we have not just the Democrats. We had two Republican senators in John Kennedy out of Louisiana and Ted Cruz out of Texas roll up to the president. They're Republicans. And they said, we think we have a deal that we can make to open the Department of Homeland Security again. ICE is still funded through 2029. We could come with some reconciliation bill on the back end to address the concerns about ICE. But for right now, just to get these people getting a check again and to get folks back to work and to make sure there's not a dissipation of bodies at the airport as TSA workers to keep folks safe. We think we got a bill. And what does the president say? I ain't doing a damn thing unless the Democrats approve the SAVE Act, which don't have anything to do with the Department of Homeland Security funding. Because this man, a grown-ass man, supposedly, damn near 80 years old, supposedly a billionaire, even though that's official now with the money he getting since he's been back in office, got business deals going on in the Middle East. Got business deals for himself right here in the United States of America. No matter what happens, it's something involving him and a Trump name benefiting and profiting on the back end. Whether it's with Witkoff or his son-in-law, Kushner, his envoys to the Middle East or anything else. Whether it's his son, Eric and Don Jr. Or it's Trump himself getting paid. But the American people getting screwed over. And he has no problem with it at all. No wonder he said, for the record, he didn't think he was going to heaven. I know he ultimately showed up one day and said he was joking. I don't think he was. He knows he's destined for hell with this kind of nonsense going on. Not like this. You got to have some compassion for the American people. The man sat up there, two Republican senators came to him, and he still wouldn't make a deal. And it's because of the SAVE Act. And because, why? This man is addicted. Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. Proposed U.S. law focused on tightening voter registration rules. That's what he focused on. That's what he's determined to fix. That's what he's determined, rather, to push through. Because in his mind, that will validate his proclamations that he was robbed of an election in 2020. And once again, he's right. Far be it for him to pay attention to the fact that he's back in office now. Legitimately so. 77 million plus people voted for him. He still wants to look in the rearview mirror. Proven points. Never mind that it potentially disenfranchises 20 to 25 million people. when even a real ID or a driver's license or a social security card ain't enough. And if you show up and present your passport, even then they want a second form, an ID. Let me state for the record, you should have a damn ID. I have no problem with the demand for an ID to vote. You need an ID for every damn thing else. And to the progressive left, shut the hell up. You got a mayor in New York City that required two IDs for you to shovel snow. You ain't in no position to be bitching about how he wants IDs and the GOP wants IDs for votes. Shut up. Nobody wants to hear that. But in the same breath, you also don't want to hear folks acting like it's excessive to ask for an ID. And in the same breath, you don't want to ignore when Democrats say it's too excessive because the IDs that people have, you're suddenly saying ain't good enough. When we got an official in Utah involving voting, talking to you about the polls and how 2 million people in the state of Utah voted and they found one illegitimate vote out of 2 million. And that person didn't even vote. You know it's not a problem. It's exaggerated. It's embellished. Which makes this about him and not us. And now we got the war in Iran going on. The Strait of Hormuz still isn't open. Iran has demanded control of that, knowing that 20% of the world's oil comes through there. Folks standing still, stagnant, can't move because they're scared a drone is going to blow them out of the water. So they ain't doing anything. It's compromising us globally. Oil prices have risen. National average gas price is $3.98. It was about 50 cents less last week. In the state of California, it's approaching $6 a gallon. That's not just because of this. That's damn sure because of Gavin Newsom and the local government here in the state of California. No doubt. But nevertheless, it is what it is. Cost of the war, $800 million to $2 billion for Operation Epic Fury per day. And our deficit is over $39 trillion. Do you understand what you're doing, Washington? I'm not advocating for it. I would never do such a thing. I am a law-abiding citizen. Look up my record. I don't do that. I don't do that. I'm just telling you what could happen. How long do you think the American people gonna stand for this? Lines backed up. I didn't even bring up airport security. We got a plane, Air Canada flight landed in LaGuardia, crashes because something's on the runway. Two pilots killed. 40 people plus injured. You got TSA lines out of the wazoo. Hours upon hours of delays. You don't think Iran, with its proxies, it ain't just about Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis in Yemen. You got kind of proxies all over the place. We don't know what people, you just finished talking about how people cross the border, how anywhere from 8 to 12 to 15 million people cross the border illegally. You haven't even gotten a million out. Yet every day you got one of these right-wing networks talking to us about illegal migrants and the danger they pose. And now we got this stuff going on with Iran. Who's to say they don't have people here ready to try to commit another 9/11? What the hell is up? I don't know about y'all, but I'm scared. I want to get on no damn flight. I don't want to get on a bus. I don't want to get on a train. Why? This is real life stuff. And all y'all got to do is come together and look out for the American people instead of yourself and reach an accord. It's what you were elected to do, and you can't do that. See, it's moments like this where I believe. American people don't get paid, you don't get paid. American people can't afford a vacation, you don't get a vacation. American people can't afford to leave town. You don't leave town. And a matter of fact, when they board flights and train rides and bus rides, public transportation, you should have to be right there with them. Let's be in the muck and mire together. Not y'all sitting on some perch looking down on the minions and the peons of the world. Oh, we'll figure it out. They'll be okay. This is why people say y'all ain't shit. This is the problem. 800 million to $2 billion a day. If you're spending $2 billion a day, what's wrong with making a deal that ensures that $1 billion isn't lost over the last 40 plus days for TSA? You know you can fund it. You know you can do what's necessary. You're just using the issue to get other things that you want that have nothing to do with them as American citizens. You're using them as pawns. I'm not advocating, nor would I ever, an insurrection. Any form of violence whatsoever, I'm diametrically opposed to. But if folks roll up on Capitol Hill in unpleasant fashion in the near future, don't say I didn't warn you and tell you why. They're not just doing it or even thinking about doing it because of their frustration with your actions and your ineffectiveness and inefficiency. They would be doing it because they don't believe you give a shit about the American citizen. And you wouldn't even be in a position to tell them they're lying with what you're subjecting the American people to. And no matter how bad the Democrats and the Republicans are, nobody at this moment in time is worse than President Trump, the deal maker in decline. I thought you were that dude, man. What up, Don? What up, Mr. President? What's up? I thought you were that dude. Ukraine, Russia, resolved in one day, huh? Israel, Iran, wouldn't be no war with me, huh? We ain't trying to engage in warfare in the Middle East. No new wars, huh? The deficit, got to trim that down, huh? You closed the borders. That much you did. Tariff wars. Where's the evidence? Where's these trillions of dollars that were supposed to come pouring into the United States of America? And if it was going to be the trillions of dollars pouring into the United States of America, why would this deal be such a big deal if we got those kind of dollars coming in? Because your ass was lying. What a shame. What a shame. 866-967-6887 is the number of the club. That's 866-96-POTUS. You are listening live to the Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A., coming at you as I love to do every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up next, he's a proud Detroit native, a member of Michigan's House of Representatives for the 11th District. He's now running for a seat in the 13th Congressional District. He's a Democrat that's got a lot to say, and I'm going to give him a chance to say just that. His name is Donovan McKinney. He's up next with yours truly, Straight Shooter in the house. POTUS Radio, Channel 124, back with more in a minute.